Thank you, Mr. President Designate, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the UNODA Geneva branch, I would like to provide you with a brief update on national annual reporting by high contracting parties during the first half of the year. All reports which we have received so far are accessible on the CCW website under the respective tab. If there is an oversight by the Secretariat, we kindly ask you to let us know by writing to ccw@un.org. This year's reporting period covers the 1st of January to the 31st of December 2017. We thank all those delegations that have submitted their reports in time, and we encourage all the high contracted parties that have not done so to submit their reports as soon as possible. All reporting templates and summary sheets can be found on the CCW webpage, National Reporting, under Protocol 5 on Explosive Remnants of War. In line with paragraph 31 of the final report of the 11th Conference of the High Contracting Parties to Protocol 5, the conference decided this meeting should, among other things, also focus on national reporting. As you all know, annual national reporting is a legal obligation for the high contracting parties in accordance with Article 10, paragraph 2 of the protocol. The provisions of Article 8, paragraph 5 of Protocol 5, on the provision of information to the UN database, provide the scope and content of the national annual reports, which I will not read because it is on the screen. Furthermore, the Guide to National Reporting under CCW Protocol 5, decided upon in the final document of the fourth conference, gives a checklist of questions to be answered under the national report. As outlined in this guide, the high contracting parties are requested to provide annual reports containing information on the following elements, as reflected on the slide, which again I will not read out because it's already there. Reporting under CCW Protocol 5 is an essential mechanism for conference building and transparency among high contracting parties. It is also an important tool in the monitoring and evaluation of the general status and overall implementation of Protocol 5. It provides insights into the future universalization efforts by identifying issues of particular concern, where difficulties are encountered, and where further considerations by the high contracting parties may be needed. Most of the 94 high contracting parties have compiled at least once with their reporting obligations. The maximum number of submitted national annual reports is 55 in 2015 and 2013. It would be desirable if the percentage of compliance was further increased, because as you can see, the numbers are not so high and have been going a bit down. There are 18 states which have never submitted a national annual report since becoming a high contracting party. Six high contracting parties have only once or twice submitted their annual reports ever since joining the protocol. So far this year, we have received 43 reports. And based on the experience from previous years, the number will slightly increase leading up to the closure of the calendar year. On the basis of the reports received, we can report that 31, which is a great majority, were in English, 7 were in Spanish, 2 reports were in French, 1 in Russian, 1 in Chinese, and one in Arabic. Additionally, with regard to the timing of submission, the bulk of national reports was submitted in March, with 20 of the 43 reports being submitted in that month. I take this opportunity to remind delegations that national reports will not be translated, and we therefore encourage the high contracting parties to provide a courtesy translation. On the next slide, you can see the rate of reporting per each form. As you can see in the graph, 25 of the submitted 42 reports included form G. As you will recall, the 11th Conference of the High Contracting Parties to Protocol 5 decided on a set of measures to be taken by the CCW-ISU embedded in UNODA to support the high contracting parties in their national reporting obligations, to facilitate external expertise, to share advice on national reporting, and to conduct in-country visits where necessary. In light of the financial situation of which you are aware, and pending the fallout of the discussions and decisions that will follow later this year during the MSP, the UN Secretariat is doing its utmost to support where possible, while being mindful of the need for overall to restore the financial resilience of the CCW, strengthening methodologies and synergies where needed, and all of these in an effort not to lose momentum going forward. Are there any requests from the floor on this presentation?